To cope with financial difficulties caused by involvement in the subprime mortgage crisis, high-level executives of Lehman Brothers worked with banks in the Cayman Islands to fraudulently remove toxic assets from their books. This fraud was committed by setting up repurchase agreements to sell assets at 105% of their actual worth and reclassifying the transaction as sales, an accounting tactic that Lehman Brothers referred to as a Repo 105 scheme. This reclassification essentially overstated their cash by $50 billion and understated their toxic loans by $50 billion, a net change of $100 billion. This unethical accounting scheme made the company look to be more financially stable than they actually were. Although Lehman was hemorrhaging cash from its insurance payouts on credit default swaps, they deliberately cooked the books to retain investors. Ernst & Young, the only third party privy to the activities at Lehman Brothers, failed to reveal the extensive steps taken by corporate executives to conceal financial problems, despite having the responsibility to do so as their public accounting auditors.